When Hermine hit Tallahassee, it left about 80% of the city's citizens in the dark.
Because I'd go out at night with a flashlight checking on the community. Our area is very dark when there's no lights. I mean, very dark.
That's Jackie Cunningham. She lives in the Miccosukee Hills Apartments, a senior living community, where she's also the activities coordinator. Following Hermine, she says she teamed up with community organizers to help get her elderly neighbors what they needed, like food and ice.
And management was great about bringing out ice. They brought, like, one day it was like over 50 pounds and the other day 30-something pounds.
But as the power stayed off the next day, then the next, Cunningham says keeping residents comfortable got harder. City officials took a hit from frustrated citizens who said the city was taking too long to turn the power back on. And the issue grew political as Republicans criticized Democratic Mayor Andrew Gillum for what they saw as a poorly organized response. In that moment, Deputy City Manager Reese Goad says crews were focused on working as fast as they could. But since then, Goad says he's had some time to dig into the data.
There's a statewide organization that just put out some data about how other communities, and I think it was county by county because that's the way the data is collected, how they've recovered relative to other storms. And it included Superstorm Sandy in the Northeast, and I believe it was Hurricane Irene in Louisiana, but a number of hurricanes in the state of Florida. And what the data actually reveals is that this restoration was ahead of all of them, with the exception of Fay that impacted Tallahassee and Leon County 6 or 8 years ago. And that did not have those winds associated with it that Hurricane Hermine did.
But Cunningham says while that's great for the city, it's still not fast enough for the area's most vulnerable residents.
When you've got people on oxygen, you've got people on nebulizers, CPAP machines, other kind of machines that are keeping them going, that's way too long.
Meanwhile, Goad admits there's always room for improvement, and government leaders are hoping they can pinpoint needed changes by talking with community members like Cunningham about their experiences after Hermine. Officials just wrapped up a series of community listening sessions for just that purpose, and Goad says one thing he's heard again and again is that communication needs to be better.
And actually kind of what we're observing is that people communicate in different ways, so many different ways. And it's not one medium that is the means of choice, right? It's maybe radio, maybe social media, maybe send me a text message, maybe update the website, put it on TV. We can improve on that.
Meanwhile, state leaders are looking for their own lessons in the Hermine aftermath. And officials say one area of improvement could be citizen readiness. Florida Governor Rick Scott says he witnessed firsthand the impact Hermine had for some citizens.
I had the opportunity, as you know, to visit some of these areas that had this unbelievable storm surge, and it really hurt a lot of these families. As you know, federal government changed the flood insurance, the cost of flood insurance, which impacted some of these homeowners. I remember going down to Keaton Beach, one lady that just last year canceled it because it just got too expensive. I think it sounded like she'd been down there her whole life. So.
Meanwhile, officials remind citizens hurricane season is far from over. Some experts had worried that Floridians had become complacent after more than a decade with no hurricane making landfall in the state. They're hopeful Hermine can be a learning experience for everyone. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.